There's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since Jan 21, the cost of living is up 17.9%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down. A presidential election year that'll have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold. Text STRANGE to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too. Just text STRANGE to 989898 to claim your free info kit and to protect your savings from uncertainty today. In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
Welcome to another Conspiracy Unlimited Plus episode for premium subscribers. And as always, thanks for your continued support. And I hope you continue to enjoy these commercial-free bonus episodes. Broadcaster, independent researcher, Bishop Larry Gators is here to discuss evidence for widespread orchestrated fraud in the U.S. election and how he believes President Trump may respond. Bishop Larry is the host of Global Spiritual Revolution Radio and Media Group at Life Radio. He is the presiding bishop of End Time Age Deliverance Ministries Worldwide, New York City. His stated global mission is to return America back to its Judeo-Christian roots as a Christian nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Hey, Bishop, welcome back to Conspiracy Unlimited. How are you?
Brother Richard Syrett, it is such a great honor to be back with you, my friend. And these are some very exciting and some interesting times that we are now living in, my friend.
Right. What's that old Chinese proverb? May you live in interesting times?
Oh, that is so true. And it correlates to what the Roman Empire statesman by the name of Cicero once said, that a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. So I'm only 57 years old, Brother Richard, but I have never in my life seen anything this on this level concerning this scam of the of an election. And so very excited to be unpacking this for your powerful listeners this afternoon.
Well, despite the fact that there's been a virtual media and social media blackout on the alleged election fraud, according to some poll numbers I've seen, more and more Americans do not trust the results, including some Democrats. Now, mind you, it's mainly Republicans. I've read somewhere around 65% of Republicans, this was a Rasmussen poll, believe the election was rigged, and about 25 to 30% of Democrats now believe that it was rigged. When did you start to think, watching the election results on November 3rd, when did you start to think something was up?
You know, I had two close friends, pastor friends of mine, work for the FBI, one brother here in the New York City office, and one, another pastor friend of mine who's Nigerian, but he's a agent for the FBI in the Los Angeles, California office. Something was very off during the election night. And when I went to bed around 5:30 in the morning, Brother Richard, President Trump was up in Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, including the states of Arizona and Nevada. And then a few hours later, in preparing to go into my radio show, then all of a sudden, Joe Biden, it's up by 600,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And according to my contacts, 100,000, I'm talking about in the state of Michigan, there was 100,000 mail-in ballots, and not one, Brother Richard, was for President Trump. That is an impossibility. You see, because the truth will always look for the facts, but the facts will not always look for the truth. So we have to, there's a phrase, follow the money. So then we have to follow the money. Because one of America's foremost billionaires, a young man by the name of Mark Zuckerberg, who is one of the principal founders of Facebook, had wrote a $400 million check in care of the Obama Foundation out of Chicago, Illinois, in connection to the Civic and Life Foundation that is an offspring of the Obama Foundation. Why? In order to pay off election officials, pollsters, those election judges throughout all 52, 53 states in our union, including paying off vote counters. Now, according to my my contacts within the federal government, over half of the American vote counters, those who actually counted the votes, have felonies on their record. That is a felony in and of itself. So then President Trump, what he needs to do is to invoke both the 12th and the 14th Amendment by shutting down this election, doing activating a national audit, because it stinks at the bottom of this barrel, Brother Richard.
So you're suggesting that he invoke a limited martial law. Someone I spoke to yesterday with the We the People Convention in Ohio, his organization took out a full-page ad in the Washington Times demanding that Trump invoke limited martial law, which is not as rare as some people think. It's apparently it's been used something like 60 or more times in the United States in history, but it would just ensure it would seek to ensure a fair, impartial election using paper ballots, hand counted, no absentee ballots, in person voting, voter ID required. Is that what you're looking for?
That's what I'm looking for. That is a excellent, excellent analysis that you just gave there, my friend. There has to be what I call a soft martial law, not a hard martial law, but a soft one, because more than 60% of the Biden votes came from dead people. Not just dead people, but in one state alone, in Nevada, you've had over 15,000 dead people voted in the states of Arizona and in the state of Idaho. How does that happen? Because you and I are eyewitnessing the greatest political scam of our lifetime. Now, I don't know if you guys heard this, and this it probably has reached the ears of the Canadian citizens, that a few weeks ago, President Trump signed an executive order sending in the 305th military intelligence regime out of Fort Huchin there in Arizona to raid the Skytel corporation that houses the servers for the Dominion voting systems. Now, Skytel is very interesting because, again, according to my two contacts, and then what I'm about to say may sound so far-fetched, man of God, but the director of the CIA, Jenna Haspel, is under, you know, she's not just in house arrest, but also Jenna Haspel, who was hurt physically during this raid within the last few weeks, going back actually a week after the election. The Skytel company, S-C-Y-T-L corporation, that's owned by the Paragon Group. So then both Skytel and Paragon are black site operations for German intelligence.
This was the office. These were the offices in Frankfurt.
Yes, right.
We have heard about that, and I talked to a former director. Former defense intelligence, an analyst, Jeffrey Prather. I'm not sure if you've
I've heard of the name.
Jeffrey also said that that story is true. Of course, it's been supposedly, according to the mainstream media, debunked that yes. never took place. But I'm hearing it from so many different sources. So, but you're saying that the CIA director was also injured in that raid? Where does that information come from?
This is according to like Congressman Jordan. He's a Republican congressman from the great state of Ohio. He had given an interview a few days after the raid, not just him, but Senator Rich McConnell, right? And Senator Kevin Nunes had confirmed that President Trump signed an executive order sending the 305th military intelligence and the part of the Pentagon, right, to raid the Skytel Corporation. That is mind-blowing. And the reason why I'm saying it's mind-blowing, as we're talking about the liquidation of the global deep state, Skytel was created by and through German intelligence in 2001 at the University of Barcelona in Spain. Now, the Paragon Group, who bought out Skytel earlier this year, is ran by a Russian, a man by the name of Konstantin Komarov, capital K-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N. Komarov. Now, his family is very interesting because his father, Vladimir Komarov II, as a young Russian agent after World War II, the father of Konstantin Komarov, who runs both Paragon and Skytel, his father, Vladimir Komarov II, was one of the principal architects of the East German intelligence agency, the Stasi. And then his father, who is Vladimir Komarov I, the grandfather of the CEO of the Paragon Group that owns Skytel, that previously housed the Dominion servers, was a man by the name of Vladimir Komarov I, who goes back to the year of 1917, was not only a part of the Bolshevik Revolution that took out the Tsar and the Romanov bloodline, but Vladimir Komarov I, the grandfather of the present CEO of the Paragon Group, was one of the principal architects of the Russian killing machine, the Cheka, that had liquidated over 100 million Russian of the black nobility bloodlines within the Russian Empire, including those of the bourgeoisie element of Russia. We're talking about professors and doctors and lawyers and judges. So then coming back to Skytel will be coming under indictment. Now, why do I say that? Because it is Skytel who was a part of this global conspiracy. And why do I say it's global? Because, man of God, 70% of all of the global elections, okay, throughout the world are, have voting machines that are housed at the Skytel Corporation. So you're talking about not just massive voting fraud here in the United States, but on a global scale. Now, every single election since 2002 involving with both Dominion and Skytel has to be called into question.
But you keep mentioning Russia, though, Bishop, the Russian connection. But what about the Chinese connection? Because we recently learned that Dominion received a payment from a Swiss bank to the tune of $400 million. And that Swiss bank has very close ties. In fact, it's pretty much owned by the Chinese Communist Party.
Absolutely. And that number, $400 million, is very interesting in correlation to Mark Zuckerberg. What Mark Zuckerberg did was he committed a crime. So getting back to the Chinese perspective of this, the Chinese Communist Party is complicit, man of God, in rigging this election. Why? Because they own the software that's inside of these Dominion voting machines that's ran by a company out of Venezuela, the Smartmatic Corporation, whose CEO is a man by the name of Peter Neffinger, who is a former intelligence officer within the Office of Naval Intelligence. What's the saying? Once ONI, always ONI, including he was a former cybersecurity expert with the U.S. Coast Guard. This is Peter Neffinger, who is now on Joe Biden's transition team. And so Smartmatic, who creates the software that goes into every Dominion voting machine, Smartmatic, is no longer owned by Dominion or even by the Staple Street Capital Firm. Now, the Staple Street of the state capital firm, more specifically, the Staple Street Capital Equity Firm here in New York City, that's ran by a man by the name of William Kennard, who is now both the director of the Carlyle Group. That's indirectly who was indirectly involved in the missing Malaysian flight 370. Some years ago, on the 8th of March, 2014. But William Kennard also runs AT&T. Wait a minute now. So 3 days after the election, he gets a promotion as the chief executive officer over AT&T in connection to Time Warner in cable's new CNN. And so then with China, the connection, the Chinese connection, the Chinese Communist Party, through Chinese intelligence, the Ministry of State Security, which is the Chinese equivalent of the American CIA, they could not stop Trump through the Russian collusion, which President Xi Jinping had his hand in and tried to set up President Trump. And the Ukrainian conspiracy did not work. Then they tried to make Trump look bad, okay, by propping up this Christine Blasey Ford, not just to hurt Brett Kavanaugh, but just like the serpent in Genesis 3, the serpent didn't care about her or Christine Blasey Ford. The serpent wanted to destroy Adam or President Trump. And now COVID-19. Well, that was the last chip of the deep state of trying to stop the president. And so you've got governors here in the United States who have made millions of dollars, man of God, because of this shutdown. How's that? wait a minute now, you got the governor of the state of Hawaii whose net worth predating the shutdown, going back to March of this year, was $15 million. Now he's worth over $335 million. Wait a minute now. You have people losing their homes, their businesses, okay, their jobs. So getting back to the Chinese connection, China did not want President Trump to win this election, because China has been blood-sucking us for decades concerning trade. And right after the election, President Hassani of Iran congratulated Joe Biden. And a lot of people here in the United States, they don't even believe that that is Joe Biden. Well, that's another topic for another day. But President Hassani had said to Joe Biden, and I quote, we congratulate you on your victory, Mr. President-elect, but it's time to give more reparations to Iran. Wait a minute now. So you already received $1.8 billion worth of monies on pallets that Barack Obama sent to you. Now, the official story was, well, we're going to help you rebuild your economy because we're trying to shut down your nuclear program. Wait a minute now. That's like giving a crack addict $1 million. So then the powers that be, not just in the Western Hemisphere, but China is the key in this whole mess. So it's to my understanding, Brother Richard, a lot of people are going to jail over this.
Well, John Ratcliffe, the director of the National Intelligence Agency, sounded the alarms about the extent of Chinese influence and power. And in fact, we have this video of this gentleman from China. I'm not sure he's an official. I'm not sure if he's with the Communist Party. I'm not sure what his affiliation is. But he basically was telling his audience that we have people in the highest circles in the United States, in the government, in the corporate world, exerting power and influence. And then, of course, we had this this woman come to light, goes by the name of Fang Fang, who I'm not sure what her relationship was with Eric Swalwell, whether she was involved in an intimate relationship, whether she was blackmailing him, bribing him. We have California Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose limo driver, we're told, for a decade or more, also a Chinese spy.
Wow.
To what extent is the United States being run by the communist Chinese?
There is a spy, a Chinese master spy by the name of Patrick Ho, H-O, whose name came up on a live video of a conference call that Hunter Biden had some months ago. The Chinese influence within the United States of America is so pervasive, so deep. The tentacles of the Ministry of State Security, which is the Chinese equivalent of the American CIA, they are running this country, or at least they want to. Because what you and I are witnessing is not just an international coup, but you and I are eyewitnessing the forced abdication of a duly elected president. That's Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump won this election, but you got votes from dead people, pigs, cows, and I'm not trying to be funny. And this, as a matter of fact, my thing is, I don't promote cheating, but my thing is, if you're going to cheat, do it, through great sophistication. What Barack Obama did, Barack Obama doesn't care about Joe Biden. This is about Barack Obama's legacy. So then the Chinese influence in America is so pervasive and so deep. So Patrick Ho is a master, Chinese master spy, who is the conduit of Chinese money being filtered into the family of Joe Biden, including his younger brother, James Biden. the sister of Joe Biden and the entire Biden family. Now, I thought that the Bonnie and Clyde team of the Clintons was the most corrupt in American political history. Oh, no. It is the Biden family. Now, have you heard of this operation that President Trump has now activated? It's called Operation Warp Speed.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, officially, Operation Warp Speed is designed to push the vaccination, not the type of vaccinations that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx wants, or even Bill Gates to that end. But Operation Warp Speed officially, beginning next month, January 2021, President Trump will oversee that operation through the military up until the inauguration. But unofficially, according to my two contacts, whose names I will never reveal. Why? Because Bishop does not want to be pushing daisies. So Operation Warp Speed unofficially is a national and a international system of liquidation to liquidate American spies, traitors, jackals, and Judases. So officially, it's about bringing in, pushing the timeline for vaccinations.
Right.
But unofficially, it is an assassination program, which I agree with President Trump. Because according to the Constitution, President Trump has an obligation to protect the American sovereignty, right, against enemies foreign and domestic.
So where are you learning about this? This parallel Operation Warp Speed that has more to do with assassinations than vaccines. Where is that coming from, that information?
Well, my two contacts, one I had with the FBI here, just one brother, right? And good friend of mine, a pastor, and one in Los Angeles. And one day, if they give me liberty, right, if I'm allowed to reveal their names, I will definitely give you their names and would love you to invite them on your show when it is time for those names to be released. But I was poisoned last year, and it was an assassination attempt on my life because of what I know and who I'm connected with. But this Operation Warp Speed is an assassination black operation where you've got those, like Gina Haspel, the former director, and I say former because she's in the witness protection program, because she was a part of the plot that tried to bring down President Trump because of the fake dossier, right, through Christopher Steele. She was also behind the Ukrainian connection, trying to connect Trump to that. And she's also a part of this scam of the Central Intelligence Agency in controlling those Dominion voting machines in those key swing states. So she was injured during this raid. She was on her way to Gitmo, according to my two, simple contacts, but she was singing like a canary. And now she's at a black site in the nation of Greenland. Because Gitmo detainees are not just traitors and jackals and, you know, those going against the Constitution, and not just those who are Islamic global terrorists, but those high-level detainees that have a high-level classification code, like Gina Haspel, they're sent to Greenland and to Iceland. So then she's in witness protection, but she's under arrest as well because she committed treason. Now, as a quick side note, Jenna Haspel, and one day I would love to come back to talk about the bloodlines of all of the 25 previous CIA directors, which every CIA director is related by blood. And maybe one day we can get into that. Now, Jenna Haspel, by blood, she's connected to the Kaiser bloodline out of Bavaria, Germany, that is the maiden name of Angela Merkel.
Hmm.
Okay. So Angela Merkel, who is related to Gina Haspel, and Gina Haspel is related to Angela Merkel. So Gina Haspel committed treason, okay? And she's not in the United States. Now people said, well, I saw her on an interview. That's not Gina Haspel. This thing is so deep. And if I can say this as well, Brother Richard, you asked a powerful question concerning China. Remember some months ago we talked about not just the Kobe Bryant assassination, but COVID-19. And I'm being careful not to bring that up. And forgive me for bringing up that term. But Joe Biden will bring America to its knees. Why do I say that? Because right now, the present day U.S. national debt is $27.4 trillion, which would take our nation 3,600 years to liquidate. It's unsustainable. That's an average of $82,884 per U.S. citizen, over $213,358 per U.S. household, which is 70% more than the combined consumer debt of every household in America. And at the same time, there is a global debt of $272 trillion, which will take all 207 nations 380,000 years to liquidate. It's unsustainable. That's $300,000 per family on a global scale. Now, what is Bishop saying? And what does that got to do in correlation to what happened on the 3rd of November? Because there is a policy through the Democratic Party. They've been trying to push this H.R. 1111 through both the House and the Senate. Now, what is H.R. 1111? It would give the United Nations total control over the sovereignty of the United States of America. Ah, so the United Nations, in actuality, is an illegal entity. They don't need to be here. They served its purpose as an offshoot of the League of Nations after World War I, and then the UN was created 3 years after World War II. So then, the H.R. 1111, when Joe Biden gets in, he's going to sign that executive order giving away the total American sovereignty to a foreign power. Yes, the United Nations is located here in New York City, but the United Nations Charter wants to execute the plan, the UN Charter or the UN plan of what we call the 2030 Agenda. What does that mean? It's depopulation. But they're using this, this scam of an election to push vaccines that will begin to depopulate a certain population on this earth. Now, in my conclusion, and again, getting back to the Chinese connection to this, and that was a powerful insight that you brought forth, my brother. Now, when we talk about wars, and this is in connection to the Biden presidency, because we're going to be involved in a World War III. There have been 25,000 wars in history. According to the Institute of War in Washington, D.C., in connection to Tel Aviv University, they put out an op-ed 3 years ago in the New York Times that from the time of Adam up until 2016, 4 years ago when that op-ed came out, Brother Syrett, 25,000 wars in history, only 8% of that protracted period of 25,000 wars for the past 6,000 years, there's only been 8% of peace. Why? Because you're dealing not just with a national beast here in the United States and Canada and Mexico, you're dealing with a global kraken system. And this word Kraken has been used for the past few weeks.
Right.
And this term Kraken simply means octopus, or the term oct, then the last four letters is the word opus, from whence we get the term Opus Dei, which is the offshoot of the Jesuit Secret Society from 1540, in which the Opus Dei Secret Society was birthed into time in 1928. Now, 25,000 wars in history. So then Dr. Gustav Valber, a well-known Swiss-born Frenchman, wrote a book going back to 1861, The Comprehension of War in History. He said, for the past 3,358 years, he wrote this in 1861, that for the past 3,358 years, there's been only 227 years of peace. That's 13 years of war to every year of peace. Now, like I said a few minutes ago, and I'm done, that according to the national debt right now, when we're talking about this national debt, according to the justfacts.com, sees the data link, which is a nonpartisan link, that there is a $27.4 trillion U.S. debt, okay?
Okay, so let me just try and tie this together here, because you mentioned H.R. 1-1, which is the establishment of Department of Peacebuilding. What does that have to do with the debt, the global debt, and what does that have to do with the U.S. election?
In order to rebuild something new, you have to tear it down. And so then, according to the German philosopher, okay, a man by the name of Johannes Kepler, he wrote a theorem called the Kepler conjecture, that in order to rebuild a global pattern, the old pattern must be torn down and destroyed. So what the UN 2030 agenda is to destroy not just American sovereignty, but the sovereignty of nations as being free nations, as said by President John F. Kennedy. But how do we tie this in, both into this this scandemic in correlation to the debt? Because when you're talking about private central bank, you see, the goal of private central banking, it's not about making money. I know that sounds like a paradox answer, but the goal of these devils who are trying to push Joe Biden into power, using this scandemic as an excuse, by driving up the global debt of nations, it is to control not the flow of weapons in a given conflict, but the goal of the deep state is to control the debt that the conflict produces. Why do I say that? Because the real value of a conflict, man of God, the true value is in the debt that it creates. In other words, whoever controls the debt, they control everything to make us, whether we be nations or kingdoms or individuals, slaves to debt. So you connect the national debt to the global debt. Now with this disease, this sickness that was designed out of capital C-H-I-N-A in order to punish certain nations who backed out of the 2013 built Silk Road, Belt and Road Initiative. So these are multiple proxy wars that the deep state is fighting. We release the pathogen that's going to force nations to borrow money from the IMF, that is going to force them not just to borrow money from the IMF, but to create paper money out of thin air to repay the International Monetary Fund, through which their executive board members are not only behind this global conspiracy through this pandemic, but they're backing, okay, Joe Biden in connection to the World Health Organization. You got multiple tentacles, all of this being connected to the UN Agenda 2030.
So just because we're almost out of time here, how is this going to end? For example, is the Texas lawsuit against the swing states to the Supreme Court, is that going to overturn the election? Or will Trump invoke a mini martial law and redo the election and perhaps retain the White House? And if so, then what happens?
Excellent question as we close out here today. President Trump will release the military to execute a soft martial law. But at the same time, we Americans believe that President Trump might, I'm not saying he'll do this, Brother Richard, but he might release all of the classified documents concerning the assassinations of JFK, Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Senator Bobby Kennedy, to force these deep state devils who are scamming this election and still are continuing to create paper ballots out of thin air. If you expose those who were involved in these assassinations, including Benghazi, they're going to run and hide. I believe that's President Trump's, that's his last chip that he has to play. Because if he waits until after the inauguration, he's out of office, he can't do anything. So there's going to be a martial law, okay? Now, is that guaranteed? No. To shut down this election, to go through a national audit of every vote, every ballot, you had not just dead people vote, but there's a African-American woman in Georgia by the name of Ruby Freeman, along with her daughter, Shay, were caught on a video, okay, scamming the votes, okay? It was Ruby Freeman who gave a flash drive to her daughter, who gave it to a man as he was just stretching his arms, acting like he was tired. But the daughter of Ruby Freeman gave this young man a flash drive. And they got votes coming out of the woodwork hours after the election. After the election polls closed in Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan. In other words, President Trump has got to shut down this election. And I don't believe, Brother Richard, that the Supreme Court is going to be on his side.
Final question, and just give me a quick answer here. What do you anticipate happening in the next few days or weeks with regards to the election and Donald Trump?
Number one, I see President Donald J. Trump taking this to the Supreme Court, and they're going to reject it because they're part of the swamp. And even those who he put into the Supreme Court, they are a part of the swamp because everyone has something on somebody. So which means that he is going to flip that last switch of declassifying all of these classified materials to become unredacted to the American public. That will force the deep state into hiding. Why? Because all of them, their offspring, their forefathers were complicit. That's number two. He's going to release those documents, which will take us to number three. I don't know how, Brother Richard, God is going to do this. I just believe, and I'm not prophesying. I'm not saying thus saith the Lord. It's just my opinion. I'm not saying I'm right, and I'm not saying I'm wrong, that President Trump is going to stay in power because he is saying he's not leaving the White House because of the corruption. Man of God, the corruption is so deep. The cancer is so vast and wide. You're dealing with cancer that's got to be cut out, and that's the liquidation of the global deep state. I'm looking forward to coming back on your show again, man of God.
Larry, how do we listen to you on the radio?
Yes, I can be heard on the WOR 710 AM network, The Voice of New York, every Sunday afternoon at 5:30 p.m. You can go to www.710wor.iheart.com. Again, that's 710wor.iheart.com. And also, we have a podcast every Tuesday and Thursday night through the iHeartRadio Network in the iHeartMedia Group as well. And so also they can connect with me through social media. Go to my Twitter handle is at Bishop L. Gaiters. That's G-A-I-T-E-R-S. They can also connect with me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/ Bishop L. Gaiters, G-A-I-T-E-R-S. Also, they can join our Global Spiritual Revolution page on Facebook. Just type in Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. And I love you, Brother Richard Syrett. I highly respect you. And thank you so much for allowing me to grace your program. And I can't wait to get to Canada and, you know, and to break bread with you, my friend. I highly respect you.
Thank you so much, Bishop Larry. Always a pleasure. You're always full value. You always leave us with lots to think about, to say the least. All right. Until next time, my friend, be safe.
You too. God bless you, sir.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Syrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.